And I'll just hold the recorder here in 3, 2, and 1. Here with me in this interview, I've got Mark Hardy. He's president of the Horse Travel Network. And Mark, I understand you're a new sponsor for the Appaloosa Horse Club. People may not be familiar yet, so tell us a little bit about this this network that you've got started.
Okay. Horse Travel Network was created by a group of horsemen with extensive experience traveling with their horses. We identified a need in the market for people to be able to start out on their trip knowing that every so many miles, so many hours, they would be able to find a good place that was safe, both for their horse and for themselves to stay. And so our goal is to identify those places and then give the people traveling with their horses a communication network between themselves, between us, so that we can help each other make our travels more comfortable, more relaxing, more fun, more successful.
Well, I know you've just got this started, but I think already you've gotten some feedback. Tell me how that is looking right now.
I guess feedback has been very positive at this point. People are telling us this is the greatest thing they've found for a long time with their horses. In just less than about 2 weeks here, we've got over 700 members, which is not a lot, but considering where we're at in our marketing process, that's a huge number.
Yeah, I agree. I, when I heard that, I thought, my gosh, I mean, that in that short of a time is very promising, to say the least. Well, tell me a little bit more about how this thing works. If somebody goes to horsetravelnetwork.com, what will they find and how do they get involved?
Okay. When they go to Horse Travel Network, there will be a spot to register. We'll ask for a name and an address and email address. And if you're with the Appaloosa Horse Club, you have part of our sponsorship is we're giving free membership to our site for anybody that's a member of the Appaloosa Horse Club. We will give you, or the Appaloosa Horse Club will give you the codes to use to access that free membership. If you're a member of some other association, please contact us and we'll make arrangements. Typically, the membership is $100 a year.
And when you look at the services that are there, what types of information? I know it's probably in development still to a certain extent, but tell us the whole range of what you have planned for on this site.
Well, right now already, tips on how to travel with your horse, how to, you know, one of the things that I know we've run into is water. Water here tastes different than it does in Montana. And so you always are trying to make sure that your horses are getting enough water. We've got tips on how to make that easier and more comfortable for the horse without letting them get dehydrated. So tips on how to travel with your horse, how to improve performance, tips related to veterinary health, all that sort of thing is available. What to do on the road if you have a wheel bearing go out on your trailer. We can help. The site can help you find places to get repairs, or if you have to lay over for a day while you wait for repairs, there will be a place close by for you to stay.
Are you providing opportunities for people to advertise or get some exposure to your members through there?
Yes, we do. We have an advertising schedule that's available to people that want to advertise. The stall people, their listing is free. But if they want to use a banner ad, that's available to them also. And then one other thing that's real important about our site that's different than anything else that's out there is the networking possibilities that we provide our members. Between forums and blogs, emails, there's all sorts of different ways to be able to chat with other members on the site, get tips from them. If there's highway construction someplace and somebody runs into it, we ask them to let us know so we can pass that word on to everybody else.
Well, one thing I thing people might be interested to know is, and I know, again, I know you're just getting started with this, but how are you going to market this site so that horse owners are aware of it?
Well, we've started out through a lot of the horse associations, like the Appaloosa Horse Club. We're talking to them about sponsoring events or their conventions with them, and then providing membership down that avenue. We'll also be doing some advertising ourselves, so you should see us around.
Well, and you've got, you mentioned blogs, you have a blog for the Horse Travel Network.
Yes, we do.
And on there, what kinds, I suppose that's just going to be some of the kinds of information you've talked about that you'll write about, or?
Yeah, like some of the things that are going on here. Mm-hmm. One of the strings that got started was interesting food in Jackson, Mississippi. Us being from Montana, there is, we had never eaten alligator. So we had a chance to eat alligator and butter beans, right. Something that we don't normally see. And so it was fun, and it's fun to talk about it and share the experiences that we've had.
Well, I don't know how many people are in the horse business or who the potential number of customers you have out there, but probably a fairly large number, I would assume, right?
Basic numbers between here and Canada, it's something over 10 million.
So it's a big number. That's a big number in my book. But even if you never had all 10 million of them registered on the site, this is a way for you to get very personally interactive with a customer base, seems to
me. And that is our goal. Businesses that we've run in the past, it's always been our goal to be very interactive with our customers. We're here to help them. If they find something that they would like to see on our site and it's not there, just drop me an email. It will be there.
Well, and again, getting back to marketing it, would I be correct in sort of assuming that word of mouth is really going to drive a lot of how you get people there?
At this point, word of mouth is probably 50% of what we've had already. So you can see that, you know, we're doing something. I mean, there's some value there, or quite a bit of value there, where they're telling their friends. We've got people coming to the booth, not because we sponsored the Appaloosa Horse Club, but because Jane told them they found this really cool site.
Well, I want to thank you, Mark, very much for taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the National Appaloosa Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.